Kick off the hour by welcoming in Daylene, joining us on behalf of our local North Platte Habitat for Humanity. Daylene, good to see you back in the studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Good. We were just talking off the air. It's hard to believe the summer is just flying by, isn't it?
I know. Like I said, I can't believe we're sneaking up on the end of July.
It's, yeah, we don't have to return back to the classroom and it's flying for us. So I feel bad for some of those kids out there.
I know it. But like you said, it's going to be a little cooler today. My guys are pretty excited about that. They were out there building in 100 degree heat. So.
Yikes.
When you get a nice cool morning like this, it really gets them going.
Yeah, last week was quite the hot one, and the guys were still able to get some work done despite that?
Yes, I mean, get them up there hanging trusses and that sort of thing. They know their job, and they want to get it done. So.
Yeah, that heat, I tell you what, it's quite difficult to get a lot of work in, but glad that the guys were able to still power through it and get the job done and continue to make progress over there at build sites.
It keeps them motivated when the homeowners show up, and Amy's been there every day.
Awesome.
So she brings a little levity to the whole situation, so that's a good thing for them.
So when are we looking at having our next ceremonies over at the houses, Daylene?
You know, I was talking to Carrie, who is our construction coordinator, the other day. Mm-hmm. He is really shooting for the next dedication to be just before Halloween.
Okay.
So,
wow.
He and the guys are moving along pretty good. We've got tentative goals of our first dedication being before Halloween, our second one before Thanksgiving, and our third one before Christmas. We want to get everybody in
That'd be great.
The holidays are up. Yeah, that would really be great. And we've had some terrific partners this year. Robert and the guys from Level Construction have been over there helping us with the foundations. Justin Rookstuhl's been getting our slabs poured for us. Mike from out at Titan Machinery came over and helped level up that third lot for us. So, gosh, we are so blessed to have people that want to come over and give us a hand and help us speed up our process.
Yeah. So what else do we have going on here as we look to usher in the fall and wrap up the summer on a high note, Daylene?
Well, I'll tell you, we are just about wrapping up our application period. We've been accepting applications for next year's houses since July 1. We're going to continue to accept them until noon on August 1st.
Okay.
So if you haven't gotten your application, come by the office and get that picked up. If you do have it, get it turned in.
Yeah. August 1st. So that's just a couple days away. What is that?
That's
Tuesday?
Monday, yes.
Oh, my. Yeah. That's a week. Yeah. Monday.
And so if you pick it up today, you got all weekend to fill it out. Because it is a pretty intense application.
Yeah. We've talked about that before. This is an application that does have some meat to it, if you will. But the great thing is, everybody wants you to fill this out and have success filling it out. So there's a lot of great resources and assistance there. You just have to ask.
Yes, and we're looking for three families for next year's build. We're going to be working over on 2nd and McCabe. Great location. Mm-hmm. Lots of trees over there for the guys to work.
Oh, good. They'll have some extra shade. Because there's not a lot of shade at the location now. There will be. I see some trees are planted.
There will be. We get trees planted in the yards. But this time they'll be working under shade. So that'll be nice for them.
Yeah, they'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah. And we had a lot of fun, Tristan, at our murder mystery dinner this
week. Yes, I was going to ask how that went.
Oh, it was such a blast. And Abby and Alan have put together such an amazing...
Oh, that venue 304 is so cool, isn't it?
It is really cool. And it has just about everything you need in there. But we had a great time. The actors really got into it, and when they
I would expect nothing less.
Yes, when they left, they said, "We can hardly wait till next year." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" Let me. but we didn't have a winner.
Oh no,
we did not have a winner from the investigators there on who done it. And but it was kind of a tricky thing because there actually were two perpetrators, and so you had to catch both of them.
Oh, cool.
And we had an amazing grand prize. The good folks over at the North 40 Chop House gave us dinner for four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is quite the prize.
That was a nice prize that nobody won. But
darn it.
But it was a lot of fun, and like I said, the actors really got into it. We just had a blast with
it
that.
It sounds like a good time.
It was, and Rusty and Michelle from Fresh Ideas, our caterers, they really pulled out all the stops.
Cool. That's awesome.
So we felt like that was pretty successful. we had a great time.
Do you have a guesstimate on how much money was raised with that yet, Daylene?
You know, I don't. I put it all in John Hales's lap.
Uh-oh. Put it in the retiree's lap. I don't know if that was a good idea, Daylene.
No. But we haven't got all the bills in yet. So,
well, good.
Yeah,
good.
But you know, whether we raised a ton of money or not, it was still a lot of fun. And
It raises awareness, too.
It raises awareness. And I'll tell you, when we talk about raising money, we always talk about fundraisers.
Yep.
And not fundraisers. It's a blast to have people come out, and we get to share the good news of Habitat with the people that show up, and we just have so much fun.
Yeah, it's community outreach in a way, too. It's great to raise mm-hmm. some money in the mm-hmm. process, but it's community outreach more than anything, it seems. So.
Yeah, and that's what we just want to make sure that people never forget about Habitat. We keep it front and center.
Absolutely.
But right now, what we're doing is wrapping up the month, getting those applications in, looking through what came in, getting them to our family selection committee for their review.
And if folks want to pick an application if they haven't already, how can they do so, Daylene?
Swing on by. We're open over there at 420 North Cottonwood, big gray building on the corner of Cottonwood mm-hmm. and 5th. Come on in, pick up your application, get it filled out. Bring it back on Monday.
Yeah. You just have to bring it back by close Monday?
By noon on Monday.
Noon on Monday. Yes. Yep. I think that's what you said.
Yep. So. Noon on Monday.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add this morning, Daylene?
Hey, I think we covered it. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. And if folks want to help out with Habitat for Humanity, maybe give some charitable donation with time, talent, or treasure, how can they do so?
So we are building up on the Buffalo School property, which is just north of what was formerly the Buffalo School on mm-hmm. 17th Street. Come on by. The guys would love to have you lend a hand on building with us. If you want to provide a lunch, give us a call at the office, 534-6251. You can also donate online at our website at www.npahfh.org.
And all these donations, even though Habitat for Humanity is a great organization nationwide, even outside of our great country too, all the donations that they make to the North Platte Habitat for Humanity will stay here in Lincoln County.
Stays right here where we buy the materials locally. We, you know, our guys are local. Everything stays local.
Daylene, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio.
Thanks.